Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3. I want a feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Mr. MD,
Doctor.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. Ready to go, Frank? Yeah, he's ready. I'm ready. We had a great show. For the first part of the show, we are going to be talking about, here it is, our gut map. There's some new research on that. Why medicine is mapping out the human gut. You would think they knew enough about your digestive tract, but no. Yes, I am, Frank. Frank says, are you eating elogens? I am. I don't know. My mouth's a little dry. Is that okay with you, Frank? You can tell. Oh, rabbit ears on Frank. Well, oh, and before I forget, Frank, we have a special guest. As you know, we're coming up in the second half of the hour. We're going to be talking with Dr. Stefan Sinatra. He's a cardiologist and author, but he is into natural therapies to improve wellness. So we're going to talk with him get his intake on heart health and what we can do. But before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time because it grows short. Today's devotional puts us in Philippians 4. It says, "But my God shall supply all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Jesus Christ." Amen to that. If you don't know Lord Jesus Christ, now's the time, because time grows short. He provides all our needs. He owns everything, every breath we take, and we may not have a tomorrow. So if you haven't sought the Lord out, please do so, because he is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Hey, Frank, I still hear that little high-pitched humming, whatever that is, whatever you can do on your magical board there. It is very much appreciated, very distracting. Okay, first up in the quack report, a South African doctor says severe COVID is an allergic reaction to the spike proteins and nanoparticles. This is Dr. Shankara Chetty. He has a background in genetics, advanced biology, and microbiology. And he has come out to say that this severe disease, that is the Wuhan coronavirus, he says is allergic reaction. He says the hydroxychloroquine and steroids are very effective treatments when COVID triggers an allergic reaction. So it's, sort of like taking an EpiPen, I guess. That's what he says. Moving along in the quack report, officials in Denmark announce there is no reason to administer more COVID-19 vaccines. Yep, Danish health authorities recently announced that they intend to wind down their country's vaccine program this spring. They don't see any reason to give children booster shots or administer fourth doses to any of their residents. More than 80% of the Danish population has gotten two doses of the vaccine, and almost 62% have gotten a third booster shot. Their statement read, quote, "The very high vaccine coverage in Denmark, especially with the third shot, means that we can cope with increasing infection without getting serious illnesses." So Denmark is one of the first European countries to end restrictions. All right, last but not least in the quack report, guess what? If you own a pet, it can slow down mental decline, according to some new research. This is a study that says if you have a furry friend, cat, dog, hamster, whatever, your life is going to be much better. Can slow down cognitive decline in older adults. According to them, prior studies have suggested that human-animal bonds have health benefits, like, you know, decreasing your blood pressure and stress. But according to Dr. Tiffany Barley, the University of Michigan Medical Center, their media release was that the results are suggesting pet ownership may also be protective against cognitive decline. So they studied 1,300 people, the age of 65 and over, and they found that pet ownership helped to delay aging of the brain. Other benefits were that, you know, animals tend to keep you more active. They also found that it had a greater benefit for black pet owners and people with a college education, and especially men. Interesting. I'm a big pet owner. So are you, Frank. I know you are. I'm allergic to cats, so I can't have a cat, but I do have a couple of doggies. So, and they just, you know, a lot of rewarding moments. So I love pet ownership. That's just, it suits me just fine. So if you're lonely out there and you don't have a special someone, see if you can adopt a furry friend and enjoy life even more. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Well, something's up with the electronics tonight. I still hear that humming, whatever it is. Okay, so we're going to talk about our first part of the show, our gut map. This is a scientist at a university in North Carolina in Raleigh. Yep, yep. They're busy designing a map of the digestive system. And, you know, some of you out there may say, don't, you know, medical science, doesn't medical science already have knowledge of the human digestive system? Well, yeah, due to anatomy and things, yeah, they do. But they want to know more, right down to the cells that make up the digestive system. So I thought we'd cover a little bit of this. I have said many, many times that the bowel system is the body's most important organ. I wrote about it in my book, The Power Herbs, 13 Herbs Every Medicine Cabinet Should Have. I actually stated that the bowel is the most important organ. And some male readers were disappointed to hear that, but it's true. And some do not know that the bowel has an immune system as well as a detox system. So it's the last stop of your toxin removal from the human body. Your appendix, that gland, actually is an immune system gland, and it tends to secrete a solution to protect us from infections. An example is food poisoning. If you eat something that can make you sick, the appendix gland will secrete a fluid that evacuates the bowel very quickly. So Montezuma's Revenge or traveler's diarrhea, that's another example. There you go. So it's your body working to protect you, even though it's unpleasant to have something like that. But, you know, it's more than just a gut feeling. Yep, these researchers were digging into it. They wanted to learn more about why the gut does what it does. And they want to know why the gut is affected when it get, you know, when you get nervous, your gut gets affected. Don't you get that really weird feeling in the pit of your stomach? They want to know why. They want to know why certain foods or medications are okay for some people and not for others. So they want to answer these questions a whole lot more because they know everybody's different. And also, they wanted to see why their gut is different. So these were just some of the questions the researchers set out to answer. So the UNC School of Medicine, in their laboratory there, they were studying cells of the GI tract from three organ donors. So they got an entire intestinal system, small intestine and large intestine, from three donors. And they say there is more than one cell type in the gut system, and genes are different for these cells, which have different expressions and function. So once all the cells are mapped out, then they compare these cells between these individuals, and they think it is going to give them some insight into what may make our gut reactions different. So the research did get published in the Journal of Cellular and Molecule Gastroenterology and Hepatology. Here's a quote from one of the lead researchers, Scott Magnus, School of Medicine, Department of Biomedical Engineering. He said, "Our lab showed it is possible to learn about each cell's type function in the important processes such as nutrient absorption, protection from parasites, and the production of mucus and hormones that regulate eating behavior and gut motility, which is your transit time," end of quote. So they just went into this, Frank. They did a deep dive into the gut system here, and the small intestine did get explored. But until now, you know, small biopsies of the small intestine, the size of a grain of rice, was all that science could take without damaging the layers of the gut system. So the donated intestines that they could look at now had many layers of cells that make up all the small intestine. And this research wanted, you know, they wanted to dive into the cell features. So thousands of cells make up the small intestine and the colon. They all have different gene expressions on top of it. So studying the genes of all these cells will offer some information on gene expression and function, but understanding how these cells work and how they work together will influence your drug therapy of the future. So gene editing and cell sequencing, all this technology, was part of this research. And since the small intestine has all these layers and different cells, the researchers used enzymes to break down the layers and expose all these different cells. They extracted the DNA from the cells, and then they ran a sequence on them. The results offered the cells' characteristics and all their gene expression. So each cell offered its own signature and different type of gene. So, for instance, some cells were stem cells, while others were mucus or hormone cells. So the hormone cells tend to signal the immune system. They all work together. So they're wanting to map all these cells, all their gene expressions, all their functions, all their DNA, and what are they going to do with all the information? Well, I suspect they're going to try to do tailored drug therapies with it. But I don't think you can make a drug for every individual who has different cell layers and gene expressions. How are they going to do that? Well, let's look at a quote from Joseph Barclay at UNC. He said, "We were able to see the differences in cell types throughout the entire digestive tract, and we can see different gene expression levels in the same cell types from three different donors." He went on to say, "We can look at each cell type and predict which pharmaceutical might affect which cell type individually." End of quote. Well, you know, it's a delicate balance. That's right. Your digestive system has a delicate balance, and nobody knows more about that than anybody that's been on a long course or repeated course of antibiotics and their gut flora has all got messed up. What a problem, right? So what science may not see is that there's that delicate biome and these cells of the gut, and all the drug therapies tend to disrupt them in some way. So there is really no way to make a drug that can be made to take into account the thousands of gut cells and not irritate and disrupt their function. Natural herbs, on the other hand, hey, they are the safest option we have. Now, if we go back to ancient Babylon and China, we can see one of the number one folk remedies for digestive discomfort was ginger root. Yep. And guess what? It still is. That's right. So if you have stomach distress after, let's say, eating, maybe you should try some ginger root. The modern research on ginger is it has a better action than the pharmaceutical products and with no side effects when it is addressed, when it's addressing nausea, seasickness, motion sickness, morning sickness, and even post-surgery nausea. And one reason science says that ginger works better than the drugs is that it does not affect the central nervous system. You ever take any of these pain meds, right, Frank? Hope you didn't. But if you ever took a pain med, it affects the nervous system. That's where it stops the pain. But it also shuts down the nervous system that activates the bowel muscles. So what happens is if you're on pain drugs, you tend to get constipated. See how that worked? So that's another reason, you know, God created ginger. It outperforms Dramamine. And they did a Danish study with naval cadets, and they found that the ginger root helped stop nausea and vomiting. Had a 72% positive rate of stopping that for those seafarer Danish men. And if you use ginger, use real ginger. Don't use flavored ginger. Now, the ginger ale, when I was growing up, ginger ale had real ginger in it, Frank. Now it's all that, you know, caramel flavoring stuff. That's not going to settle anybody's stomach. So if you have a super sensitive stomach, they also say bananas have the ability to relieve pain and nausea. But if you don't have any painful ulcers, that is. That was a study in India. If you have stomach pain and nausea, you can get 50% relief eating a banana, they said. So some foods you might want to avoid, though, if you got a lot of digestive issues and stomach pain. Now, if you get a stomach ache, you get all uptight, get all upset. Maybe you got to do a presentation at work and you get all kind of nervous. A little peppermint tea will calm down the stomach and stop a stomach ache. Okay, if you've got a really severe stomach ache, it'll make you bend over kind of pain. The peppermint may help a little bit, but I move along to the gentian root. Yep, it's going to hammer that pain down to nothing in a skinny minute. So gentian root is a really great digestive herb, and it really gets rid of stomach pain that's real severe. So that is if you don't have an ulcer. We're not talking about ulcers now, but just your regular, you know, nervous stomach ache. There are some foods you want to avoid if you got digestive stomach pain. University of Michigan found that a lot of stomach pain comes after you drink a couple of cups of coffee. This was a study that suggested your caffeine and the acid has a chain reaction in your digestive system and it produces pain and nausea. A German study in Munich also found some other food culprits that produce pain, those things that are without an ulcer, of course, mayonnaise, cabbage, fried foods, and salty foods. Other foods they discovered were aged meats, coffee, again, carbonated drinks, and fruit juice. So avoid foods that overstimulate those stomach acids like beer, wine, milk, coffee, and soda. Now, the German study found that, you know, you may drink some milk if you've got stomach acid, you know, going on, but it just doesn't shut those pumps off a whole long time. It's just temporary. So what's going on is you got too much acid, alkaline in the system, and the body's throwing on the acid pumps. So add some more acidy type of foods that are fermented, like cabbage, kimchi, sauerkraut, pickled beets, that kind of thing. Once you get a little more acid balance in the digestive system, then the pumps shut off. You got enough acid. If you're throwing in too much alkalinity, they're going to keep on going, and you're never going to shut those things off. So you want to avoid a lot of foods that will stimulate more acid production, and that would be too much alkalinity. Cheese, milk, yogurt, stuff like that. Now, according to Dr. Darmensonen of, this is Philadelphia College of Pharmacy and Science, he said that complex carbohydrates, you know, have a lot of stomach acids in them. So he says other foods that can neutralize the stomach acid are small amounts of dried red and white beans and maybe a little corn. So those things can stop that complex carbohydrate acid forming situation. So there. And what about gas? Well, yeah, what about that? I mean, you ever get one of them gas pains? That can be painful. Well, gas is a natural occurrence that happens on average 14 times a day. And gas complaints are as old as dirt. So an herb that was used thousands of years ago to expel gas was peppermint. Having gas or flatulence can be painful, and it can overextend the digestive tract. And the best way to keep gas in check is, you know, watch the diet, of course. Foods that cause more gas than you want are going to be a lot of your carbohydrates and sugary foods. These foods, if you're not fully absorbed, if they're not digested properly, they become fermented and undigested. They create a lot of gas. So in the large intestine, this can be a problem. Beans contain a lot of sugar and can increase a gas situation. Milk also has sugar and lactose and promotes gassy situations as well. So lactose intolerant individuals have 8 times more likely are to experience gas with just 2 cups of milk. Dr. Michael Levitt of the University of Minnesota said milk is the number one food that causes most people to have gas problems. You know, you got a slice of pizza, you got cheese on your taco, that, you know, just think, it's milk. Cheese is milk. So starchy foods can create this gas in the large intestine, and according to Dr. John Bond of the University of Minnesota, they studied gas-producing foods and their status, and wheat, oats, potatoes, corn, pasta, and breads with a lot of white flour were big culprits. Now, one of my favorite things to do for gas, if you want to stop gas and gas pain and even diarrhea, if you get that kind of gurgly thing going on, is slippery elm. Slippery elm is good for the gurgles, and fennel seed is good for the gas. So those two herbs are you can use them together. You know, sometimes those two, gas pain and gurglies, kind of come together as well. So you can use those herbs at the same time if you want. so stops it so fast, you blink your eyes and it's over, kind of thing. So God knew what he's doing when he made these herbs. He absolutely, you know, there's essential oils in your fennel seed. So when you get fennel, if you're going to make some fennel tea, let's say you want to make some fennel tea, which, you know, probably will stop the gas too. Teas are not going to be as strong as capsules and tablets, and then tinctures will be your most potent, okay? So your extracts will be your most potent. But if you get whole fennel seeds and you want to powder them, okay, I don't know, if you put them in your coffee grinder or your blender and you want to powder them just when you're going to use them because they have a lot of essential oils in them. And once you release the oils, you're going to have to use that fennel powder because it can go rancid quite quickly. So if you're using whole fennel seeds, only powder what you need and use it that day. So, and when you smell fennel, it has that wonderful, mind you, licorice, anise, those kind of herbs. Ah, it's beautiful. So if you're picking a fennel seed, just keep it whole until you're ready to use it. Keep it in a nice container, will stay dry. Don't put it in the fridge. Keep it in a dry place, in a cabinet, away from heat and light, and they'll be fine, ready to go when you need them. Typically, when you powder any of these herbs, if you do put them in a container to keep them for a little bit in a dry place, they can have a shelf life of 5 years if they're properly stored, okay? It's just those grains that have the oils, you're going to lose a lot of those oils over time, and they become less potent as an herb source. So use only what you need the day you need it. Keep them in a whole food seed state until you need them, and they'll be perfect and ready for you when you want to powder them. Yep. So if you're looking for, though, the extracts for digestive health, the fennel seed for gas, the slippery elm for diarrhea, the peppermint, the gentian root, which also prevents overeating, by the way. So if you have an issue with overeating, eating too much, take some gentian root a half hour before you eat, and you will not overeat. It's just a wonderful herb. So all those herbs you'll find at thepowerherbs.com. Just click on the digestive area, thepowerherbs.com. And if you want to call for their free catalog, that number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. One more time, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Get their free catalog. Now, if you're signed up for their newsletters, I need to make this announcement. They are going to be moving their newsletter lists from one delivery service to another. So there's a bit of a suspension right now on delivery on those newsletters. So the American Survival and the Health Quest may not go out for the next week as they transition to this new mail server to give you better delivery, more reliable delivery. They've had some issues with the current one, so sometimes it wouldn't deliver. I don't know what's up with that. Technology, Frank. I don't know. I'm not into the techno stuff. You know, I'm into the herb stuff. So don't ask me how my car works either. I just, you know, drive and go. So, but, you know, technology, everybody using it. So just be patient as they transition to the new one, and you'll still be on the list, so don't fret. It'll be coming soon. I'm out of time, and we're going to be taking a break, and then we're going to have a special guest. We're going to be talking with renowned cardiologist Dr. Steven Sinatra when we come back from this break. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength,
Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Go green. Herb Talk Live, green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663 for international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
We have a special treat, folks. We are speaking tonight with the round Dr. Stefan Sinatra. He's a cardiologist and best-selling author. of the book Heartbreak and Heart Disease, where he describes unsuspecting bad habits can weigh more heavily on the heart than we actually imagine, and as well as those common bad habits, but also some of the lesser-known ones, which we're going to talk to the good doctor about in just a little bit. And he's an author of many books, more than 40 years of clinical practice, research, and study. Now, Dr. Sinatra also founded the New England Heart Center, where he became known as one of America's top integrative cardiologists by combining conventional medical treatments with heart disease, along with complementary nutritional, anti-aging, and psychological therapies. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Sinatra. What a treat to have you. Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Awesome. You seem very interesting from what your staff sent over as your bio. What really caught my eye when I was talking with your staff earlier was you tell people, you know, if you want better health, to take off your shoes and wiggle your feet around in the grass.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, I hadn't heard that since I was in herb school, and one of my professors recommended that. Explain to the folks why that's real important.
Sure. I mean, one of the most important things you can do, especially in 2022, is to walk barefoot. I mean, the grounding and earthing movement started about, almost 20 years ago, and there's been about 25 clinical studies in the scientific literature, which demonstrates the profound efficacy of walking barefoot on the ground. You see, when you walk barefoot, you're taking in what we call electrons from lightning strikes that strike the earth. Now, I live in Tampa, Florida here, and we're sort of the lightning capital of the USA. But lightning strikes the equator maybe 1,000 times, every few minutes. So the earth is well, endowed with, these natural electrons. And when you walk barefoot, basically you're absorbing these electrons through your skin. There's a K1 point below your big toe, which attaches meridians all the way through the pineal gland into the brain. So basically, walking barefoot, you get all these physiological attributes that are so conducive to healing the body. We did research on blood thinning, for example, on heart rate reactivity or variability, which demonstrates that grounding resets the heart. It resets the autonomic nervous system. Like today, for example, everybody is worried about the pandemic. People have experienced lockdowns, and look what's going on right now overseas, with the invasion.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of fear going on and uncertainty. And what happens here is that the autonomic nervous system gets overcharged. And what grounding and earthing can do is, even when you're experiencing panic or anxiety or fear, the overactive autonomic nervous system needs to be attenuated. And the best way of doing that is put your bare feet on Mother Earth, because that will help to reset the overactive nervous system. That really causes a lot of, like I said before, anxiety, panic, despair, even depression. So it goes on and on. So grounding is free, and it's the best remedy I know of.
Yeah. Well, it calms you down. When you were doing your studies, did you find any difference between the surfaces you were walking on, let's say grass versus, sand, or didn't it matter?
Well, the best surface is a seashore, no doubt about it.
Right.
In fact, this is amazing. When I did the research, I was so enthralled by it and so convinced by it that in Florida, I ended up moving to the seashore. So I can literally, walk out of my condominium and really walk a few hundred yards, and I'm on the water barefoot, which is really amazing, because barefoot, when you walk barefoot, it heals the body in so many ways. Even as a doctor, it baffles my imagination as well, because there's so many ailments that heal with the natural earth energy that it's just incredible.
Well, I know one of my herbal professors said you want to ground your electrical energy you have vent up in your system. And, because we have electrical impulses in our body, heart, brain. And so the best thing he said was to ground that. And if you get all uptight, he says, people walk and live in high-rise buildings, drive, and they walk. If they walk to work, they're in shoes. He says, take them off.
That was a good professor. He was right on.
That's
good advice.
He
that's
was.
Really good.
Well, let's get to, since your specialty is cardiology, What advice can you give the folks here, some tips on improving heart health that, you know, is very common sense, something they could do maybe at home, nothing too exotic or expensive? What would you say to somebody that's maybe in the midlife and want to make sure they don't have cardio issues?
Well, there's so many things you can do, but there was a recent study that really caught my eye. It was in the European Heart Journal, and it was a study that involved going to bed. In other words, what time is the best time to go to bed? Now, there's been lots of studies previously that demonstrate that 6 to 7 hours of sleep appear to be ideal. But there's never been a study to demonstrate at what time do you go to bed. Now, as a cardiologist, I resonated with this because you can imagine being on call day and night, you know, through decades. I never
right.
saw my bed at night. I was up all night, you know, treating people in the emergency room, ICU, CCU, cardiac cath lab, you name it. And when I read this article, it really penetrated my heart, I have to tell you, because the data was amazing. It had a subset of like 88,000 people. It lasted for about 5 years. And what it showed was that the ideal time to go to bed, in other words, if you went to bed between 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock at night, you were in the sweet spot. In other words, the ideal time where your autonomic nervous system gets reset, your biochemicals like cortisol, adrenaline, noradrenaline, are, in an, optimum state. And basically, going to bed at that time, you had less heart attacks and less death over this 5 year period. Now, this was particularly more germane for women, which really, you know, caught my eye as well because, you know, women and men are different when it comes to heart disease. That's why I wrote the book Heart Sense for Women, because, you know, women and men are very, very different. But even in this study, there was a difference with women being the most vulnerable. So what I would tell your listeners or anybody listening to your program now is that if you want to help prevent heart disease, then when you retire at night, if you go to bed before 10, it's not good. If you go to bed, you know, after midnight, it's not good. Between 10 and 11 o'clock at night are the ideal times.
Well, that kind of goes along with your circadian sleep cycle then, right?
Correct. What, exactly.
Okay. Did you see that research from Rutgers University? I believe it was in 2012, 2015, somewhere in there, where they noticed that the thyroid manufactures a hormone the brain picks up as a neurotransmitter to regulate your sleep cycle, your circadian sleep cycle, and more importantly, your breathing when you're sleeping. So what they were showing was people at the sleep apnea sleep center had a thyroid out of balance. That's what they were showing.
Were they showing like low thyroid situations? Probably a low thyroid would contribute to that.
Right, and they also saw a correlation between thyroid disease and high blood pressure in people with, you know, cardio issues.
Oh,
so
definitely.
I thought that was...
I mean, I've seen that for years. You know, I'm glad you brought up the low thyroid situation because with the advent of electromagnetics in the environment, and I'm talking about, you know, cordless phone, cellular phone,
sure.
You know, all these electromagnetics, you know, computers, you know, Wi-Fi in the house, all that stuff, microwave ovens, you know, all this electromagnetic soup that we can't see, feel, or taste, these haphazard, chaotic vibrations do affect the thyroid. The thyroid is a very, very sensitive organ to electromagnetics. So, mm-hmm. you know, it just makes sense that, you know, we're seeing a lot more hypothyroid illness, you know, in the country, again, because of, you know, the technology.
Yeah, I agree. And also I heard from an optic neurologist, they're worried about it for vision reasons for the brain and eye health. So.
Oh, yeah, retinopathy, no doubt about it. Even glaucoma. You know, one of the best things to protect your eye health, I just came across an article in only a year and a half ago because I'm writing, I'm sort of the editor of a textbook of cardiology, so I was really adept on the medical literature, the most current medical literature. And coenzyme Q10 is amazing for the eye. It helps prevent retinopathy. You know, we've known that it helps prevent migraine headache, but when I read that it prevented glaucoma, I was really, that's something that I learned within the last year, which was, you know, something incredible because I have a family history of glaucoma and I've been using CoQ10 for 40 years and I never even realized that because I never saw that research before.
Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't heard that, but I'll pass that on to people if they ask. I do want to ask you now, based on all your knowledge and with the COVID isolation thing going on, that's really distressing a lot of people, multiple levels in their physical, you know, I guess, counter their brain as far as emotional upset. There's a lot of people that are distressed emotionally as well. Anything that you can say other than, you know, putting your feet in the sand to help counter any of these isolation effects that are really disrupting our health?
Yeah, great question. And you know, the way I would answer that is, you know, COVID-19 has been a disaster, especially for kids, you know, young adults. I mean, the suicide rate has been astronomical. I mean, it's just been unbelievable. The divorce rate, the amount of rage that people, are, you know, are faced with and anger because they're, you know, they're locked into society. And I would tell people this, the most important thing to do is continue to embrace your vital connections. In other words, your family is very important. Your friends are very, very important. And being outdoors, I think, in a pandemic situation is really the best way to go. And the reason being is because when you're outdoors, the chance of catching even very, very virulent viruses are minimized. I mean, incredibly minimized. Now, look, if you're in a stadium with 100,000 fans and everybody's screaming and hollering and somebody's sick, I mean, could that be a problem? Yes, it could be. In other words, you know, coughing and sneezing, you know, droplets can, you know, transmit, you know, highly yep. contagious viruses. But again, outdoors is really key. And you know, it's just amazing. People would be asking this to me, you know, all the time. You know, what can I do, Doc? And I say, look, do you have a dog? Walk the dog. You know, the dog could be grounded. You know, it's good exercise. Go outside. If you want to meet your friends or your neighbors, you know, go outside and talk. And just, you know, ride a bicycle. Go walking. I mean, these are the greatest forms of exercise anyway. And,
right.
You know, if you have grounded footwear or if you're walking barefoot on grass or concrete, that's great. Just remember, asphalt will not conduct, you know. So
right.
if you're walking on asphalt, you won't get the Schumann resonance, which is really the humming of the earth. You know, and we can measure it. It's about 7.83 hertz. And you know what the Schumann resonance is? It's like with the, you know, when the yogis say the word om,
yeah.
the vibration of the om is 7.83 hertz, which is really in the earth's surface. So I would tell people that during the pandemic, get outside, walk barefoot as much as you can, you know, go to the beach, go to parks, you know, just, you know, experience the outdoors and get grounded and you will get well, no doubt about it.
Right. You know, when I was just mentioning to our audience the first part of the show, they had a new study that animals will help delay dementia in people at least 5 years. So pets are very beneficial for the elderly to have.
Did you read that study? That's a great study. I mean,
isn't that great?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Was that recent?
This was Michigan Medical Center.
Okay, I'll Google that because, you know,
Dr. Tiffany Bradley. Pets will deter the mental decline of folks is what they were determining.
You know, it's probably because pets offer so much unconditional love.
Right.
And whenever a person takes in that, you know, that love that a, you know, a four-legged, you know, animal can
yeah.
give you. If you take in that unconditional love heals everything. It's unbelievable.
Oh, I know. And they keep you active, you know. That's the other thing.
Oh, that's
yeah.
right. You know, pets will keep you active. And by
yeah.
the way, you're talking to a dog lover. I mean, I've had dogs all
oh,
my
yeah.
life. So, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love dogs, too. Cats are fine, but I'm allergic to cats. So I know our engineer, Frank. Hey, Frank. He's a big cat lover. But, well, let me ask you this. Now, with all that's going on in the world, COVID, the Ukraine blowing up, what supplements do you think we could take to help our not only our cardio function out, but also, you know, reduce our stress level?
You know what? What comes to mind immediately is melatonin. I really like melatonin.
Okay.
You know, especially during situations of high emotional stress where people aren't sleeping and, you know, people have fear and anxiety. And the reason why I like melatonin is melatonin and CoQ10 share common ground. And I feel like I'm an expert on CoQ10 because I've done so much research on it. But even when you go out in the sun, for example, your CoQ10 and your melatonin stores are utilized within like 30 minutes. I mean, CoQ10 and melatonin are the two most combative antioxidants against UV light. And you know, with all the stress and anxiety and people not sleeping, people need melatonin. And again, you know, even in COVID-19, there's been good literature. I mean, there's good articles in the medical literature showing that melatonin also combats viruses, even some of these malignant killer-like viruses that we're being confronted with today. So if people can't sleep, if they do have anxiety and depression, I would start with a milligram of melatonin. Then I would double it if they needed it. I would even go up to 5 to 8 milligrams of melatonin. And again, the usual doses are a half a milligram to a milligram. But again, in this world of in this world situation with a lot of panic, stress, and anxiety, sleeplessness is prevalent, and you know, we need more melatonin going forward.
Okay, well, would you say use melatonin, or if you have another suggestion for a lot of the blue light that comes off all these devices, and it really it disrupts, I guess, sleep cycle and stuff? Is
oh,
the melatonin,
definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah, in other words, you're absolutely right. In fact, you know, if people need computers at night, they probably should wear blue glasses, you know, which filter out the light.
Right.
I mean, they're really inexpensive, and, you know, I use them at night, and it's a good idea. I mean, one of the best things to do is... not to get exposed to too much electromagnetic energy before bedtime. And again, you know, if you take the melatonin before bedtime, you'll be in great shape. And, you know, while I'm talking about supplements, you know, I love vitamin D. The data on vitamin D is awesome, especially in this pandemic. You live in the Oregon area, is that correct?
I'm in the Hickory, North Carolina area.
Oh, Hickory, North Carolina. Well, at least you're above Atlanta, and the people who live above Atlanta, for example, have less vitamin D levels than people that live below Atlanta, you know, Georgia, because, you know, like I'm in Tampa, Florida, I get a lot more sunlight, and
right.
You get a lot more sunlight, you're getting natural. Remember this, when the sunlight hits your skin, it's the cholesterol in your skin that forms vitamin D3 with UV light. So, but vitamin D is a knockout punch against some of these killer infections that we're seeing. You know, I like quercetin, you know. Quercetin you can buy as a supplement, you can get them in onions. I mean, I think onions are the healthiest, one of the healthiest foods you can possibly eat. You know, I mentioned CoQ10. You know, I like zinc. I like probiotics. There's so many things that people can take as targeted nutritional supplements that can support the immune system going forward.
Sure. Well, what supplements would you target for cardio health off the top of your head?
Oh, I love CoQ10. That's number one.
Okay.
I like D-ribose, especially anybody with, you know, compromised left ventricular function. We call it congestive heart failure, where people, you know, have a lot of shortness of breath while lying down or ankle swelling. The combination of a teaspoon of ribose 2 or 3 times a day with 100 to 200 milligrams of a good quality CoQ10 is absolutely incredible. If they don't do better on that, I add magnesium and I add L-carnitine. I call it my awesome foursome. In fact, I wrote the book Metabolic Cardiology, which is based on the whole aspect of using those four nutraceuticals. And I got to tell you, I've treated so many adults in my life, and unfortunately, there were a lot of children waiting to get heart transplants, and they were dying because they couldn't match their hearts. And I saw so many crying adults, you know, parents in my waiting room. And, you know, a lot of those children I treated, you know, even a couple of decades ago were still alive. And now they've actually refused heart transplantation because they got so much better on the metabolic cardiology approach.
Well, way to go there. That's great. Have you heard anything positive about hawthorn berries, like as a vasodilator action?
Well, yeah. I mean, I use hawthorn berry in my cases of patients with high blood pressure. In other words, if I can't get the blood pressure down with magnesium and omega-3 essential fatty acids and CoQ10, my next go-to is hawthorn.
Awesome.
I really like Coephalin. I use doses of about, 500 milligrams 2 to 3 times a day, and I've had some great success with Coephalin.
Oh, glad to hear that. Have you heard anything about motherwort for AFib?
I haven't used, I've heard about it. AFib is, right now is epidemic in society. A lot of it has to do to the thyroid dysfunction and a lot of the EMF in the environment. But usually I've had great success with pharmaceutical drugs for AF. I have not personally used motherwort. I've heard about it, but I don't have any hands-on experience with it.
Okay. Well, where can our audience get more information about you, maybe where they can purchase some of your wonderful books? I believe your staff was telling me that you have a website, drsinatra.com. Yeah?
Yeah, that's the website that there's a lot of information on there. There's a lot of vitamin and mineral supports on there. And I have heartmdinstitute.com, which is an informational website, a ton of information. And then I have a healthy food website called Vervana, vervana.com. And by the way, I work with a lot of pets as well. I have, I use CoQ10 in pets and we're agelesspaws.com. Agelesspaws.
Oh, very nice.
We use a lot of salmon treats and buffalo and all that kind of stuff and turkey heart because a lot of those tissues have a lot of CoQ10. And I have to tell you, animals need CoQ10, especially dogs. An aging dog desperately needs CoQ10.
Right. Well, and you're also on Twitter, Sinatra MD, right?
I guess so. I mean, I don't know about that. I know I'm on Facebook and stuff like that, but anyway.
Right.
You know.
Well, what is your, I know pets, getting offline here, but pets, they have a lot of food allergies. You know, when I was growing up, I never knew pets to have them, but all of a sudden they have them now.
You got to be careful what you give pets. No, definitely. I mean, even if they gave them like peanuts or something like that, they could die. I mean, pets are very fastidious when it comes to certain foods. So are horses. Horses, it's just amazing. I mean, you have to be careful what you feed horses. And
right.
Again, dogs, cats, I mean, one thing about cats though, which I think you can take to the bank. A lot of cats love seafood, sardines,
right.
It's a very, very, by the way, sardines is one of the healthiest foods you can give a pet. Not only does it contain a lot of CoQ10, but it has a lot of anti-inflammatory omega-3s in it. And,
right.
Pets get a lot of inflammation and omega-3s are really needed by pets as well.
Well, gotta look after our furry friends, don't we, Doc? We
definitely.
Do.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Well, you've been a total delight. You've given us a lot to think about and also great tips on how we can protect our health and be more proactive. I want to thank you so much for joining us here tonight, Dr. Sinatra. And don't forget, you can find out more about Dr. Sinatra on drsinatra.com and tell him we sent you. Thank you so much, Dr. Sinatra. You have a blessed evening.
And you too. Bye-bye now.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, folks, that was Dr. Sinatra, and he was very, very informative. Lots of cardio information. Again, if you want to check out his books, he does have quite a few. He has many, many books, but basically cardio is his thing. So Heartbreak and Heart Disease is the latest one if you want to check them out, maybe on Amazon.com or some other places, and get empowered, right? It's all about taking that power back. So I'm really thrilled, for an MD to, embrace the nutritional part, Frank. It's so refreshing. I love that. Well, I'm out of time, but the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any other product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Enjoyed being with you tonight, and be well.